This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. In 2016, the Vermont legislature passed a bill creating the Deaf, Hard of Hearing, and Deafblind Advisory Council. The group was tasked with recommending ways Vermont could better support the estimated 70,000 to 100,000 Vermonters who are deaf or hard of hearing. One of their recommendations was to create a single point of contact for this community, for children, adults, and state government. And by the end of March, Vermont's Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living hired Laura Siegel to be that single point of contact. Well, Laura Siegel joins me now on the line to discuss what her new role entails. And Laura, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me, Mitch.
So part of your job is to collaborate with stakeholders and identify the systemic needs of all deaf, hard of hearing, and deafblind Vermonters. What are some of the biggest needs that have been unmet in the past?
Hearing people are unaware it is an ADA requirement to provide accessibility for deaf, hard of hearing, deaf, blind people. It is quite possible they are unaware of the available resources here in our state. It is my job to point them into the right direction.
Laura, this is a challenge for the community, even in normal times. I'm wondering how the COVID-19 pandemic has perhaps brought about some unique challenges for the hard of hearing community in Vermont.
Hearing people continue to speak even after a deaf, hard of hearing, deaf, blind person tells them they are unable to hear, and that shows some resistance on their part. It is crucial for them to be willing to be creative with their communication methods by writing things down, by wearing clear masks, by using speech-to-text apps, and so forth. There needs to be clear indication of which COVID and vaccination sites has accommodation, so such folks are aware and able to go to such places. For instance, folks are unaware that Walgreens and Kidney Drug Store do not have the accommodations like the state-run sites.
Hearing loss affects older people to a far greater extent than younger people. And of course, Vermont has a large elderly population. What are the strategies you hope to bring to reach this aging population and get them the resources that they need? I imagine that that is going to be a big challenge.
As a person with bilateral severe to profound hearing loss, I can sympathize and understand their dilemma because they may be unaware of the challenges they will face down the road. That older Vermont population might be facing fear with uncertainty and isolation. It is very possible they would not know how to deal with it or how to cope with it. For instance, the hearing aid bill's aim was intended to help the hard of hearing community. It is currently in the legislature section, but I feel many people are unaware of this happening.
Laura, I know that the Austin School in Brattleboro, which shut down in 2014, was a big blow to the hard of hearing community in Vermont. What kind of progress has been made for this community since then? And give us an idea of how big a blow that was for the hard of hearing community in Vermont.
Austin closure led many community members from the deaf community to leave the state because they felt they were not being supported. Nine East Network was placed by the state with the intention of providing better support for the children. Not all the schools used their services. It is my understanding not every school is consolidating their work effort and resources for these children.
What are some ways that people can help people who are deaf or hard of hearing as neighbors in our community, things we can all do to support this community?
I would always say, do not be afraid to approach them. Be willing to engage with them. Be willing to accommodate and become welcoming so they feel more inclusive and part of the surrounding community. And most of all, be patient.
Wonderful advice. That was Laura Siegel, Director of Deaf, Hard of Hearing, and Deafblind Services for Vermont's Department of Disabilities, Aging, and Independent Living. We had help with interpretation services from Karen Todd through VANCRO. Laura Siegel, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. I really appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. You're very welcome.